Sunny Side Up. Now, another 5 years on, and Paolo Nutini returns with a third album, Caustic Love, which is more musically complex and darker in tone.
We are broken by others, but we mend ourselves. We take comfort in strangers.
Let Me Down Easy from an album which ranges from classic soul to hip-hop and rock in songs which showcase 27-year-old Paolo Nutini's wonderfully rasping vocals. When he came to Front Row earlier, cradling an acoustic guitar, I asked Paolo Nutini whether the third album had been 5 years in the making.
Yeah, I mean, technically, yeah. I mean, Cherry Blossom was written longer than 5 years ago. I mean, and you know, certain songs, you write 85% of them in 5 minutes, and maybe you finish them off 6 months later. I mean, how long did that take, you know? Did that take 6 months? Yeah, because maybe you got the bit that convinced you about it, you know?
Right.
Later on.
But musically, I guess the touchstones are, well, the greats, really, the soulful greats, the Marvin Gaye's and the Sly Stone, and there's a bit of Otis Redding. And particularly on a song called One Day, which I just thought, there's a lot of Sam Cooke in there.
From the corner of my eye to the back of my mind.
Now, when you're writing a song like that, which does kind of carry those kind of musical echoes and reverberations, are you consciously thinking that, or is that just naturally coming through because of what you're listening to, do you think?
The song itself was, you know, it began in a different way, in a different key, in a different, maybe a different atmosphere.
Yeah, on guitar, I mean, you're clutching guitar in the studio here, but all songs will start like this, will they?
The majority, yeah. More and more times I've been sat at the piano because I'm not the most accomplished guitarist. So I feel like I'm, you know, maybe more limited on this. I'm not a great pianist either, but there's more, you know, you have more at your fingertips just to explore.
Yeah.
I think it sympathises more with my dodgy playing. A song like this began on the guitar, and this one was very, I had the words for. This began like a kind of poem.
Oh.
Well, not like a kind of poem. It began as a poem. And yeah, I adapted it.
Well, give us a sense of how it would have started out on the guitar, then.
From the corner of my eye to the back of my mind, I recognize what you mean to me, and oh, the corners of our pictures are a long time frayed. They still symbolize what you mean to me, and you ask me to remember a kiss is but a kiss, like I'd be a fool to want more from you, and I'm gone in a while. I'll be gone in a while. I'll be gone in a while. It's all that I do. It's all that I do. It's all that I do.
That's beautiful. And it delivered with such intimacy as well. In contrast, in the album, it does have this huge, soaring, epic quality. Several of the songs do. I mean, there's another song in the album called Iron Sky, which is probably, lyrically and musically, possibly the darkest thing you've done, isn't it? In terms of the depth and the scope of that. It's about oppression, it's about freedom, it's about personal struggles.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I always find very delicate to how to approach it. You don't want to come out and say, OK, I know what's right and how it should be, and, you know, it's all my opinion, but something needs to change, you know. There needs to be more transparency, you know, community. You know, we need to regain a sense of community, helping people out. Just be represented, you know, and be part of the democracy we're supposed to be a part of.
And you call on the services of Charlie Chaplin in that song as well, the sample from the film The Great Dictator, when he gives this huge speech imploring people to take control over their lives and to overthrow the people who keep them living their lives like machines. Was that a film that you did? That's a favourite film of yours, is it? Or was it something that you've only just come across?
No, it's, I mean, The Great Dictator, I've seen it years ago, and obviously I revisit it often.
For those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed.
There was the idea of, you know, man versus machine as well. I was watching a lot of Fritz Lang stuff, Metropolis being one of them. That's something else, the value of human life and you know, the idea of not letting the convenience of machines and overtake, even something like music, you know, overtake the something that's worth believing in and getting behind. And, you know, I think that bleeds into more than just music, you know. It's like when you go to the store and the person behind the counter, without batting an eye, that just directs you to the machine there, you know, the self-service checkout. Quite clearly, there's not going to be anybody at that desk eventually.
And the way you talk about music and the way that you've always expressed yourself musically, it always seems that you have a deep appreciation of the heritage of music, of the worth of music. And where did that come from as a kid? I mean, this is growing up in Paisley, and, I mean, your mum and dad were running a fish and chip shop, weren't they? But where was the initial musical inspiration?
You almost hit it in the head. They would work a lot. They would send me to my grandparents a lot. And then my paternal grandfather, my nonno, He was a wonderful guy. And
that's the Italian side then, is it?
Yeah, and he looked like a Clark Gable or something, you know, with big brown tinted sunglasses and a Burberry Mac, hair slicked back.
And he was a music fan then?
He was an avid, he loved to play piano, he loved to sing. It's quite funny actually, we go in Tuscany where the family are from, there's a bench on a cliff edge. And every now and again, I disappeared there for a few months in this five-year hiatus that everybody's talking about. And you would sit on that bench, and kind of systematically, friends of his would sit there just for a break, you know, a rest in the heat. And he would know who I was, and he would say, and he said, let me tell you a story. And they would all kind of give me a different story about my grandfather, and they would talk about them all going down to Covent Garden and going, they would all go as a big group, go to the opera. He was the one that showed me how to put the needle on the vinyl. Right. And I've actually got that player, the very player he showed me on his
own. The same deck.
And even his old mahogany Bowers & Wilkins speakers. I think they need a little bit of TLC now. I would wake up in the mornings and he'd be playing the Coddies. Now, the Coddies wrote "Oh Flower of Scotland." They were a man, they either had two guitars, or one had a guitar and one had a boran. And what I would do, I'd kind of make my makeshift boran from a plate and a spoon. And anybody else would drive him crazy, and they would probably give me a slap and tell me to sit down. He's play louder. And a girl so fine, but you wanna sing hallelujah.
Yeah. I was talking to Paolo Nutini, whose new album Caustic Love is out now, and which is great. Finally tonight.